This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A United Nations report says Haiti now needs between 4,000 and 5,000 international police to help tackle catastrophic gang violence. We get the details from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A new UN Human Rights Office report says that gangs are targeting key individuals in hospitals, schools, banks, and other critical institutions, and that international police trained to deal with gangs are badly needed. The report says that gangs continue to recruit and abuse boys and girls, with some children being killed for trying to escape. Gangs also continue to use sexual violence to brutalize, punish, and control people. The report says women are being raped during gang attacks in neighborhoods, in many cases after seeing their husbands killed in front of them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A major salvage operation is set to start after a bridge collapse in the U.S. city of Baltimore when it was struck by a massive cargo ship. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's part of the broader effort to move the cargo ship that rammed the bridge, recover the remaining victims of the collapse, and find out what went wrong.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on WMAR as the state asked the Biden administration for $60 million in emergency funding to start the work. President Biden has said the federal government will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a legally binding order, the top United Nations court says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel, and other supplies. For details on more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that claims by Russian officials of the West's involvement in the Moscow shooting on March 22nd is nonsense.
In fact, the United States tried to help prevent this terrorist attack, and the Kremlin knows this. In advance of the March 22nd attack, the United States government provided clear, detailed information to Russian authorities regarding the terrorist threat against large gatherings and concerts in Moscow.
That was John Kirby speaking. The U.S. government said it told Russia in early March about an imminent attack under the duty to warn rule that obliges U.S. intelligence officials to share such information, even with Washington's adversaries. It was unclear how detailed the specific tip was. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow also issued a public notice March 7th advising Americans to avoid crowded places in the capital over the next 24 hours, in view of the imminent plans by extremists to target large gatherings, including concerts. Authorities said at least three prisoners were killed, six injured in an overnight revolt in an Ecuador prison from which one of the country's most feared gang leaders escaped back in January. It marked the latest prison violence at Guayaquil, the port city that has become a dangerous hub for cocaine exports to neighboring countries. The country's prison agency said in a statement that the three inmates died when a clash broke out with the security forces Wednesday, but that the facility is 100% under control. AP correspondent Norman Hall now reports on the detention of Russian journalists.
Authorities in Russia have detained six journalists across the country this month, including a journalist who covered the trials of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny for several years. Navalny died in an Arctic penal colony in February. The detentions were revealed by media freedom organization Reporters Without Borders. Antonia Favorovskaya was reportedly detained and accused by Russian authorities of taking part in an extremist organization for her social media post. Two other journalists were temporarily detained after they came to meet Favorovskaya in the detention center where she was being held. I'm Norman Hall.
Greece's center-right government has survived a motion of no confidence brought by opposition parties over its handling of the country's deadliest rail disaster a year ago. Four left-wing opposition parties accused the government of hindering an investigation into the rail crash in February of last year that left 57 people dead, many of them university students returning from a spring break. Parliament voted 159-141 against the motion following a three-day debate. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.